Right now, a Middle East news update. Bringing to these microphones David Dolan as we look at what is happening in the Middle Eastern region. David, with over 30 years' experience as a journalist in that region and having great knowledge and insight. David, a lot to talk about. I want to ask you first about this Israeli minister and the Israeli cabinet, the government, saying that the Israeli capabilities of with the Israeli Defense Force could wipe out the Iranian nuclear program within hours. Now, is that bravado, or could Israel actually do that? And is this a shot across the bow warning the Iranians about the development of a nuclear weapon of mass destruction?
Well, the current Israeli government and the previous Netanyahu administration and the Olmert government and Ariel Sharon, going all the way back 10, 15 years when we first learned of the extent of the Iranian nuclear program, their uranium enrichment facilities underground and all of this, the Israeli governments have always warned that they won't tolerate a nuclear bomb or a nuclear program leading to a bomb, that they will take care of it if they have to. So that implies that they have the capability of doing so. And I think that is the case, but it's not so simple, Jimmy, to really launch such an extensive campaign as was described in such a quick amount of time. Implies the help of someone. And again, we've had these reports that Uzbekistan, just to the north of Iran, has opened up its territory for Israeli jets to use their military bases as launching pads. If that were the case, that those would be short-run flights, then I think they could, within a period of hours, decimate the Iranian nuclear program if the United States is involved with aircraft carriers off the coast of Iran. That will make a difference, certainly. So there's various scenarios there, but the Israelis have been preparing for this for quite some time. And again, we have to remind ourselves, Iran is vowing, not threatening, vowing to destroy, to wipe out the entire state of Israel. Tel Aviv will be no more. Haifa will be no more, they've said. So obviously the Israelis have to take this very seriously, and they do, and they are preparing as best they can.
Well, David, Ahmadinejad made those statements in the last 8 years as president, but the supposed moderate there, Rouhani, basically is saying the exact same thing, and he was part of the plan that they had in the development of this nuclear weapon of mass destruction. So he's just as radical as his predecessor, right?
I think, as Netanyahu, Prime Minister Netanyahu, has implied, he's even more dangerous because he does wear the suit. It's kind of like Mahmoud Abbas, the current Palestinian leader, versus Yasser Arafat, who always walked around in a keffiyeh and often had a gun strapped to his waist. These guys look like businessmen, but you look at their views, and they still want to see Israel destroyed. He doesn't deviate from that. And he was the author of a book several years ago, Rouhani was, that advocated continuing with the nuclear enrichment, uranium enrichment program at full speed while simultaneously negotiating with the West, buying Iran more time to develop nuclear weapons by pretending to be interested in curbing the program or in, you know, ending this dispute with the West, whereas they don't really want to do that. They want to build nuclear weapons. That's what he said in the book, and that's what they're doing. So he's no moderate. He's only a moderate, again, by comparison to someone as extreme as Ahmadinejad.
Well, talk to me about this. The European Union, basically through Catherine Ashton, their chief of foreign policy, is wanting to reopen a line of communication with Iran and try to see if they can refresh their connections there. United States seemingly is standing by, observing what's going on. The Obama administration, they're really wanting to go back to the talking stage and not really have the threats on the table all the time. That puts the Israelis in a position where they have to be ready to go by themselves to go after Iran, should that be the case.
Well, and that's been true for some time. It's been clear to the Israeli government all along that the Obama administration, the president himself, certainly not at all eager to take on this situation. And, of course, the background is two wars that the United States has been involved in, stretching back really our longest wars in history. The Iraq War certainly has become that. Afghanistan, we've been there really since 9/11 as well. So there's a war weariness, and the president knows that. On the other hand, these issues come up, and you can't ignore them. They're not going to go away if you just pretend Iran and North Korea aren't engaged in nuclear development and aren't making threats against the West and American allies. If you just pretend that, it's not going to make a change. It's still going to be there. And so the Israelis, again, are preparing, and Netanyahu has said this, to unilaterally act if they have to, but they are certainly not looking forward to that and hoping they don't have to act alone. And, of course, hoping they don't have to act at all if Iran should curb its program, but there's absolutely no sign of that.
David, let's take just a bit of a different focus if we can. There's a report out in Israel that 1 million Jewish settlers will be living in the area of Judea and Samaria, sometimes referred to as the West Bank, within the next 3 years. I think there's somewhere in the number of 500,000, maybe a few more out there in those 200 Jewish settlements. This is in the face of the United States because they have just issued a statement that the settlements are illegitimate. And so there's going to be a conflict between the U.S. and Israel over the settlement issue there in Israel.
Well, there is, but again, there has been. It's a similar situation. Really, no American administration from the time when Lyndon Johnson was president, when Israel captured Judea and Samaria in 1967, A U.S. government has ever recognized Israeli activities there, certainly community building, road building, that sort of thing, calling these occupied territories. That is the official U.S. position, and it has been. On the other hand, President George W. Bush gave Ariel Sharon a letter promising that the U.S. administration would agree to Israel holding on to major settlement blocks, major portions of that territory, not so much major portions of territory, but areas where there is heavy concentrations of Jewish communities, Gush Etzion, south of Jerusalem, north of Jerusalem in the Ariel area, and certainly Maale Adumim, a major suburb of Jerusalem with, I think, about 35,000, 40,000 people living in it now. The U.S. recognized would remain under Israeli control, and in exchange, Israel would give the Palestinians equal amounts of territory somewhere else, probably adjacent to Gaza, maybe adjacent to other portions of the West Bank. That was the understanding. That's what the Israelis were promised. So if the Obama administration is going back on that, then it's a revoking of an earlier commitment made by the U.S. government to the Israelis. And again, we'll see how concrete those words are translated into by the government here.
Well, of course, this is going to be one of the issues on the agenda for the peace talks, should they continue, which, as you told us before, there are talks about talks that have only been going on. Will they get to the negotiating table? We're not sure. At the same time, a report out, David, 63% of all the Jewish people say they're not in Israel, I'm talking about, the Israelis, they're not ready to give up land for peace. I think they've gotten over that philosophy in trying to come to a coexistence with the Palestinians.
Jimmy, if they thought a real peace, a final peace, a total peace, an end to all war and terror was coming as a result of a treaty, or of a land swap, of giving up territory, I think a majority would do that in a heartbeat. It's just that they don't see a true peace partner now. They see Hamas and the PLO divided. They don't believe such a peace is possible. So obviously under those circumstances, they're not going to budge from any of their territory.
David Dolan, longtime journalist in Jerusalem, covering the entire Middle East. He has great insight into what is happening. You can read the headlines, you can hear them on news from radio and television, but the details, the real truth behind these headlines, can only be understood when you hear a man like David Dolan explain all that's happening to us. We so appreciate David. David, thank you, dear friend, for helping us to understand what's happening in that part of the world. We'll do it again next week.
Glad to do it, Jimmy. God bless.